This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Google has been fined $57 million in the biggest penalty yet under a new European law. In question, is Google not going far enough in getting valid user consent to gather data for targeted advertising? We're sorting it all out and figuring out what it means down the road for Google, globally, after these tech headlines. Facebook's WhatsApp messaging service is limiting users' ability to forward content. This is an effort to rein in the ways the popular platform allows the spread of misinformation. The move, which follows months of criticism over the company's response to such incidents, is one of the bigger challenges Facebook has made to one of its core services in response to political pressure. WhatsApp's more than 1 billion global users can now only forward material to 5 individual users or groups at once. That's down from 20. The likely change won't be significant for most casual users, but could be a major one for the hundreds of millions of people in the developing world who use it as a primary source of sharing news. WhatsApp said in a release that it has been testing the forwarding limit for 6 months and would continue to listen to feedback, opening the door for more changes or a rollback should users revolt. The disappointing performance of Apple's iPhone XR is rippling through the global supply chain. We land in Japan, where a leading major Japanese supplier for the model is seeking a bailout from an investor group from China and Taiwan. Japan Display Inc. is in advanced talks with Taiwan's TPK Holdings and Chinese state-owned Silk Road Fund about an investment that would include a stake of about 30% with the possibility of greater control later. In the latest lineup of iPhones, only the XR uses liquid crystal displays, the type in which Japan Display specializes in, and that model has fallen far short of Apple's expectations. Nonetheless, Japan Display may still have some value to an Asian buyer given its experience in mass production and close ties to Apple. Japan Display plans to use the invested money for day-to-day operations and hopes to announce a deal as soon as mid-February. And the latest trend in mobile gaming? Stock trading apps. Apps such as Robinhood and Webull are drawing in young and often inexperienced investors, and the journal says it's bringing the ability to make foolish decisions to an ever broader swath of people. The ability of Robinhood and other apps to draw customers is reflective of individual investors' leaps into the stock market. The journal goes on to say the ability of Robinhood and other apps to draw customers is reflective of individual investors' leaps into the stock market after sitting out most of a decade-long bull run this past year. Since launching in 2013, Robinhood in particular has amassed about 6 million clients. It has gained 1 million alone since last July and has more users than E-Trade. Coming up, what a $57 million fine means for Google and data privacy protection. A French regulator fined Alphabet's Google $56.8 million, the biggest penalty yet under a new European privacy law. We know it as the European Union-wide General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, which went into effect last year. Does an unprecedented penalty make new advances in the fight for privacy protection? Let's get more from Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner. He is on the scene at Davos at the moment, actually, and is chiming in a pinch. Thanks, as always, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
We got here because privacy activists say there really isn't a question about this debate. Where are they coming from?
They use a term that Google obviously rejects called forced consent, where they say that it's so complicated to find the ways to turn off the consent that people just click the blue box that says, okay, I agree, and that isn't valid consent. And in this case, France's privacy regulator agreed with them.
Google fights back how with this argument, a little bit more on where they're coming from. And, you know, where they're going to come from bigger picture. What does it do with this problem on its hands now that a precedent has been set here?
They think it's not that complicated. But the broader question here is that this is a starting gun for a bunch of litigation that's going to start piling up in various countries across the EU as decisions start to come in. And Ireland's going to start issuing decisions in a bunch of cases that it has involving other companies. And those are going to end up in court. And in coming months and years, we're going to start to see what valid consent really is.
And Google is not exactly going to go hungry from any eight-figure fine, but, you know, maybe this does set an example. What else has been happening throughout Europe in terms of some noise being made in this arena? What other countries do you think we might look to next?
First of all, about the fine, you're right that the fine is not that big for Google, but it's certainly a shot across the bow. In terms of the countries, the way the GDPR works is that the country where your headquarters is in Europe is going to be the one that's your lead privacy regulator, which means that the Irish regulator is really powerful. Helen Dixon, the data protection commissioner there, has privacy oversight for Google, Facebook, Twitter, a bunch of other big tech firms. That's going to, you know, mean that a lot of the big cases are going to come from there. There's a big European board where they will make joint decisions on some of these cases. So we may start to see some of these cases appear before the European Data Protection Board, just to add another acronym to the jumble.
You're always filling us in with the latest from overseas, and we always appreciate it. Sam Schechner, thank you so much.
Thanks again, and talk to you soon, Tanya.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.